Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. Thank you for connecting in this way.
We are honoured to be invited.
It's your podcast.
It is a co-creation.
And so what would you like to share?
We would share a question. And the question is, who or what is responsible for how you feel? And we would invite anyone listening to pause, to go inside, to explore the heart and the mind. It may not be a question that has ever been asked before for many. This could be a new exploration. Who or what is responsible for how you feel? And many would perhaps respond from the mind and say, well, of course, I am responsible for how I feel. And when examining what really happens, there is another perspective. There is a perspective that says, in order to feel how I want to feel, certain aspects of the world of form need to be a certain way. They need to be acceptable. Life in form needs to be a certain way in order to feel peaceful and satisfied. This is apparent in the words and actions of many humans, that they require something of others or of the world of form in order to feel peaceful. And this is an opportunity to raise one's awareness. And the advantage of having a raised awareness around this is that the human self can begin to notice where it is projecting an expectation onto apparent others that they will meet some kind of standard in some aspect. It is sometimes the case that humans will expect their physical circumstances to be a certain way, their finances, their career or business, their home, whatever aspect it may be. And because of the nature of the world of form and its unpredictability, there can be many reasons that a human can point to as to why it does not feel how it would like to. And this is an opportunity for us to shine a light on what is really happening, what is really happening beyond what seems to be happening for the human self. And beyond the physical, there is, of course, energy. And the energy is responsible for creating the experience of the physical in order to have an experience of the physical that the human self would like to have. It is necessary to have an awareness of energy. And with that awareness, comes a responsibility, the awareness of what is creating the experience of the physical realm. And the responsibility, therefore, is not the physical realm, the relationships, the apparent others. That is not where the responsibility is for how the human self is feeling. What is happening is that the human self is perhaps unknowingly aligning with a series of stories, a series of beliefs about itself on the physical realm. These are the energies, and these energies play out in the physical. And so it is not the physical realm that makes the human self feel any particular way, although it seems like it. It is the human self that is creating the experience at the level of energy, and therefore is in the driving seat, is able to align with a different energy, to be more aware of energy, to be more conscious of what one is choosing, and to have that energy be what creates the physical experience. Not in a way that the human self can control the form, but certainly the awareness of energy and the awareness of what the human self is aligning with as a story, as a belief, the awareness that that is creating what seems to be happening in the illusion of the physical realm is what then puts the human self in a position to consciously create the experience. And there may be questions. How does one begin to make this shift? And we would say the human self is not capable of making this shift. But do not worry, the human self does not have to. The human self merely asks for help. There is an infinite and eternal non-physical you that is always available and always willing to assist the human character when asked. And so ask for guidance, ask for expanded awareness, and the inner being will respond.
This is something that this human self has practiced over and over. And it's funny to notice how much of a trickster the ego, the programs, can be at trying to convince the human self, no, it really is that apparent other. It really is that situation. And so what I've noticed for this human character is that there are some occasions when it can see that easily and it can just look to the energy and choose another energy. And yet there's other examples this human self can think of where it has been quite ardent in its defense of, no, it really is the other here. And I'm chuckling because I guess I've practiced this enough times to know that when the human self, when the ego is really defending its position, that tends to be when there is the biggest treasure. And so the bigger the resistance, the bigger the treasure.
And of course, there is a perspective that would be there is no big treasure and there is no small treasure. Because that would be the human perspective. There is treasure. And it would be easy for the human self to believe that the treasure is having a more agreeable experience of the physical realm, to move from feeling that life in form is challenging in some way, some relationship or physical circumstances that are challenging, to have a raised awareness of energy, to consciously create in the energy the experience of the physical realm that is desired, would be the greatest benefit. And of course, once again, greatest would be a human perspective, as measured by the inner being, which of course never measures. If we consider what was the reason for choosing to have a human experience, there can be many reasons: to have an adventure, to experience contrast, to experience a body and the sensations that a body can provide. Ultimately, beyond all of that, there is the journey of becoming, the journey of awakening, the journey of raising one's vibration, the journey of living as Great Spirit in human form. That sense of oneness, that sense of connection with all that is, being part of something greater. And in the practice of turning inward, connecting with the world of energy, becoming more conscious, becoming more awake to the nature of the human experience, this can contribute towards the awakening. It can contribute to that journey of becoming, which is the greatest source of satisfaction for the human self and for the inner being who you really are. And so there is much more beyond to discover when a human begins to look to the energy, to look inward rather than outward to the world of form, to connect with that infinite self and begin to experience life in a very different way, knowing, or at least having more of a sense of who you really are.
The human self initially was reluctant to accept that the world was only ever mirroring its energy back, because that wasn't very comfortable for the human self. And so the human self was more interested in defending its position and making it about the apparent other. And once the human self was willing to give up that perspective and to realize that more freedom was possible in seeing that the world, including the body, was a mirror, it uses that as fuel for the journey of awakening. And it may not always be comfortable for the human self. It's not always comfortable for the human self. But the human self is more interested in the experience of freedom than being right about its judgments about apparent others, circumstances, events.
And there is a perspective, which would be where there is judgment, there is treasure. On the other side of the judgment can be like a prison. It keeps the human self boxed in, limited. Aligning with judgment, however harmless that may seem, however correct that may seem for the human self, is aligning with a perspective of knowing. To judge is to believe you know. And the prison is that of limitation. There is a lack of openness. There's a lack of willingness to consider that there is another way of experiencing that situation or that apparent other human. The judgment would not be universal. It is a very personal perspective. And for each person that has experience of that apparent other or that situation, there would be a different perspective, a different judgment, a different take. And therefore, the judgment cannot be universally true. And so the human mind is making up a story about that situation or that person. And that story is like a prison cell. It does not allow for anything else, any other possibility to be true. And so when you speak of freedom, letting go of judgment is one of the doorways.
And it's such a lovely experience to feel the freedom after having felt the constriction of the limitation of the judgment. And wonderful to see other possibilities that just aren't possible to see when this human self is judging. And it's a practice. I think it was you that said the human mind is programmed, conditioned to think it knows.
The human mind, the human character, the human persona is a set of programs. That is what makes up the experience, that and the sensory input, the limitation of perception through the five senses. And so that feeling that you describe is similar to being locked in a small, dark prison cell where things seem a certain way. The human self is only aware of what it is aware of in the darkened prison cell. In the prison cell, it's the programs and the limited experience of what is really happening, limited by the senses. And the doorway to freedom is to walk out through the prison door, out into the daylight, and to walk to a hilltop. And at that hilltop, to take in large breaths of fresh air, to look down on that prison cell at the bottom of the hill, a tiny, tiny prison cell. And then to move the focus from the prison cell to the horizon, as far as one can see from the hilltop. And this is the expanded awareness that we speak of. When you're in the prison cell and you don't know you're in the prison cell, you believe that everything you see through the senses and everything you think from the perspective of the programs is all there is, and it's true. And you can be quite certain because you have no other information to contradict it. And yet, to look beyond those limitations, to consider other possibilities, other perspectives, new information, a new perspective from the hilltop where you can see as far as you can see, and you can breathe more easily, and you have more light, and you have more movement. This is the difference in experience that is possible by simply being open to the possibility of there being more than the human self can be aware of in that current situation. And of course, there is so much more always than the human self is aware of. And so this is helpful to the human self to remember, because when there is judgment, the judgment is from a perspective of thinking it knows, and it can be quite sure that it is right from its very limited perspective. That is perhaps understandable. So the invitation to the human self in judging any situation or any apparent other human is to seek a broader perspective, and in doing so, to create greater sense of ease and freedom for the human self, and choice about how to have the experience of being human from that greater sense of awareness, from that broader perspective.
What's occurring is within Andy and I's connection, the amount of times this human self has judged Andy, and then also judged itself for judging Andy, and so being unwilling to look at it. And yet, when the human self has been willing to look at the judgments, what it believes to be right, and has taken that to the inner being for a broader perspective, now generally the human self can see that he's just been the perfect mirror. And the practice of doing that has and is creating a completely different connection between us, because I guess while the judgment is there, it's blinding the human self to what's actually occurring.
And so the answer to that experience of feeling blind is to metaphorically open one's eyes, open one's energy eyes. The physical eyes are providing information into the human mind about a made-up reality, an upside-down reality, an illusion, a real enough experience, and a very distorted experience, not how the universe operates.
I love that. The invitation to not see with the physical eyes, but with the energy eyes, as it were.
Which will provide a very different perspective on what is happening. It will provide a sense of oneness, peace, willingness to allow apparent others to be as they are, willingness to allow the world of form to be as it is, knowing that the world of form is an energetic creation.
For this human self to engage with the world of form at the level of form feels complicated and difficult. And when this human self engages with the world of form at the level of energy, it just feels so much simpler, especially when looking to the inner being for guidance.
Simplicity, in contrast to a world of form that can be experienced as anything but simple. Confusing, complicated, unfulfilling. And so we hope that this helps to bring some sense of clarity for those listening to the conversation.
Thank you, Mexicans. Is there anything else you would say before we close?
We flow love to you, for those listening. We encourage the mind to be open to other possibilities. And we wish you well on your adventure.
Thank you, Mexicans, and I love you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.